From the studios of KXAM, welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned and learn how you can open your mind and soul to new possibilities in life. Now here's your host, Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and basically we all know that the truth will set you free, but the question we ask here is, how long are you willing to keep freedom on hold? This is a show where we deal with mental health issues from a holistic perspective, and I try and bring in some intriguing and interesting and unusual topics each week, some unusual guests. And tonight's topic is finding your voice, knowing what you are here to say or teach, and finding effective ways of doing it. Basically, that's a big piece of what therapy is about, helping people find their voice. And part of that, from my perspective, is helping people learn to listen to their own voice, listen to that inner voice, their intuitive voice, the part of you that is sometimes screaming and sometimes whispering inside you, do this, don't do that, you can do this. And unfortunately, too often, many of us are listening to those critical voices that we were raised with. No, you can't, you're not good enough, don't even try, you're a failure, you're no good, you're unlovable. Unfortunately, those are the voices that many of us pay too much attention to. But what I'm talking about tonight is that voice inside of us that comes from spirit, that comes from the core of who we are, that intuitive voice, that higher plane voice that all of us possess. And the whole point, like I said, of therapy or any type of personal growth work is to learn where to find that voice, where it is, how to listen to it, and how to develop the confidence to follow through on what that voice is guiding you to do when you know that it's bringing you peace, that there's something right about what it's saying to you. And then how to take it and demonstrate that power in the world. In other words, if you have something to teach and there are words to it, how to develop the confidence, where to go to develop the tools and the skills to get up in front of people and do it. And sometimes it's simply how to live a life that is based in integrity, and what you're teaching and the voice that you're sharing is a voice of integrity done very simply through how you live, without getting up there and saying, this is today's lesson. You're living the lesson and teaching others through example, through the humility of just living a life that has soul to it, that has peace to it, that is based on service and healing the planet through your own piece of your own world. And that's what we're here to talk about tonight. I just got finished watching, in fact, the timing of the ending, unfortunately the ending for me in L.A. was that the Sparks lost the women's championship in basketball. In Detroit, I congratulate for winning. But for some people, that voice is through sports. There's a voice that they excel, like these women, like what we're seeing in the ending of the baseball season. We see it in champions, we see it in people who are not champions but are just out there doing the best they can. We see it in the Olympics all the time, people who don't win the medals, but you hear those stories about the courage that they took just to get to those Olympics, or what they overcame in their lives to just be the athlete that they are and keep striving and not give up. That's somebody with a voice, and in that sense, it's through athletics. It may be through politics. It may be through being a school teacher. It may be through being a farmer. It may be, no matter what it is, that what you do comes from what you find in terms of your piece of passion, something that lives inside of you, something that you really enjoy doing. So, with all that being said, I do have a guest tonight. And my guest tonight is Michelle Kaur. And Michelle is somebody who helps people take their voices and get them out to the world. She's a media coach. She produces, she produces my show, and she produces a lot of other shows locally in Phoenix and national radio talk shows. She encourages people to get on the air. She encourages people to do whatever it is to get their voice out. And she finds those people that have something to say. And I give her a lot of credit. Michelle, welcome to the show tonight.
Oh, thank you, Stuart, and thank you for that fabulous introduction.
Oh, well, it's true. I know we don't get to spend a lot of time because we're in different cities, but I've always been very grateful for your encouragement of the even what station for me to go to and, you know, just encouraging me even when it's been frustrating not having, you know, a slew of sponsors keeping the show on the air and stuff. You're part of the example that keeps me going, so I thank you for that.
Well, actually, I thank you, Stuart, because it's people like you that have a message that keep me going, because you are so passionate about what you do and helping others, and you have invested a lot personally of your time, effort, energy, financially to make this happen, and I just believe good things should be coming back to you.
Well, thank you. And now that we have this mutual admiration society established here, you have your own voice, and I know that you're doing something that you listened to something inside you and took a risk and jumped into doing what you do, which also includes your own talk radio show. But talk a little bit, if you would, about your own journey of doing whatever it was you were doing, and then all of a sudden, whatever message you got to say, I'm going to be a media coach. I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be getting out there with my own message on my own radio show. What was your road like, and when did that transition occur for you?
Oh, well, it's the road of hard knocks, I think. my background, I went to Walter Cronkite here at ASU, but I studied broadcast journalism production. I actually studied behind the scenes for television. And for several years, I worked sports television, ESPN, TNT, producing, pulling cable, all the dirty, grimy stuff, which was no problem because I understand paying your dues. I think it's very valuable to understand every stage in the process. But television is very hard and very competitive, especially if you're a female. And I kept getting jobs, but I kept getting further away from what I really wanted to do. I wanted to be more hands-on. It was almost like the higher I moved up, the further I moved back from where I was actually trying to go. And people kept telling me, you know, you should do radio, and I was so closed-minded at the time because I was like audio, visual, two completely different mediums that have nothing to do with each other. And then I finally just put it out there and said, you know what, maybe this is a sign that it's time to change directions, because I couldn't get a TV job to save my life here in Phoenix, and this is home. And most of the stations that I worked for, the networks were national, and I didn't want to move to Bristol, Connecticut, or Atlanta, or L.A. and work for free as an intern. So I put my resume out there, and I kept getting radio jobs that came up. So I finally said, you know what, if I get hired, it's a sign. And within a very short time, I started producing shows. That was my introduction to radio and helping people, as you say, find their voice and share their message. And I think there's a lot of opportunity to return radio to Radio Free America and help people have a voice. And after I did that for about 6 months, I thought, well, I have a voice. Why am I helping everyone else? So I started my own show with my co-host, and we did The Naked Truth for 3 years. And that kind of led to other things. About a year ago, after doing that for 3 years, my own show as well as producing other programs, I decided to start my own company. I quit my job, start my own company, left my current show, or my past show, and then started 180 Radio, which allows me the opportunity to give several of the people that I enjoy and love and think have an extremely positive message and operate with an incredible amount of integrity in their personal and professional lives to have a voice as well. So that brings you up to where I'm at now.
And what you described actually is what I talk about all the time, which is following your passion. And thinking you're going in one direction, but all of a sudden you're saying, well, it's a sign. If all I'm getting is offers in radio, it's like that knowing that something's being communicated to you and to go with it instead of holding on so tightly that a lot of us do. If it's not this, I won't do anything type of thing. And so we end up floundering for a long time and feeling so unhappy instead of opening ourselves up to the possibilities that are presenting themselves to us.
I couldn't agree with you more. I still have a great passion for television, but I've decided I don't want to be behind it. I want to be in front of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when I first got into my field, my degree actually is in high school guidance and counseling, and that's what I thought I wanted to do. I wanted to work with teenagers. I wanted to work in the school setting. And when I first started job hunting after graduate school, they were laying off teachers and guidance counselors back in the early, you know, around 1974, and my first job was in a drug abuse treatment program and the clinical stuff, and it was such the right direction. I listened to that, and I really let go of what I thought I wanted and ended up making a career out of something I found I really loved doing, which is being more of a clinician. So we're going to take a short break here and come back with Michelle Corr and Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. Please stay tuned. Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. Tonight's topic is finding your own voice, knowing what you're here to say or teach, and finding effective ways of doing it. My guest tonight is Michelle Corr, media coach and radio talk show host herself in Phoenix. And I remind all of you that this is a live show. It's a call-in show. If you're local in Phoenix and you want to talk and let us hear your voice and what you have to say, or a question you might have, the number locally in Phoenix is 480-874-1311, 874-1311. And if you're listening via the Internet and outside the Phoenix area, there's a toll-free number, 1-888-437-7660, 437-7660. So feel free to call in. Don't be shy about it. Michelle, during the break, you were reminding me about a story that you'd heard me tell previously, which is another powerful example about somebody in a particular job. This guy was a client of mine when I lived in Florida and particularly hated. He spent years finally passing the bar exam in Florida and did it only to please his dad. That's his dad's voice he's living. And finally, in the therapy we were working on, even though he'd only finally been a licensed lawyer for a year, you know, I helped them figure, you know, it's like, well, what do you really love to do? And usually with a client, I have them make a list of like 10 things they love to do most. And then how can you make a career out of those things so you're really enjoying what you're doing? And by enjoying what you're doing, it shows through and people pay more attention to it usually. So he loved photography. He loved scuba diving. There are other things. And he ended up being an extremely successful underwater photographer. And to me, like you reminded me, it's a prime example of having something to say. And his voice was done through living a life and doing a job that he truly loved, but people got to hear what he had to say through his photography. What kind of people do you have on your show that would demonstrate the same thing? I know that you find very inspiring people. What kind of guests do you have on your show that you would say are truly out there saying something?
Well, I'd almost have to say all of them. Mm-hmm. We spent, the show's in its fifth month. It's on our first month. They're going to our second month here on KXAM. But we took 2 months off this summer to assemble an all-star lineup of both local and some national experts who have happened to move to town. And each one of them really has a message. And again, they operate with integrity, morally, ethically. And the intent of 180 Radio, 180 Degree Radio, is to give people the information they need to do a 180, to turn their life around by making the decisions, much like your photographer or attorney friend, mm-hmm. to do something different, because ultimately it's all up to us. Now, the natural demographics, as you know, for talk radio are, you know, baby boomers, 35 to 45. I say we range from conscious 25 to 70, but primarily they're very active, they're very well educated, relatively affluent, but what they don't have is the time to decipher good information. And information was very powerful when there was little of it, but we are in an over-information age. The internet's wonderful, but there's no barriers to entry. Anyone can slap anything up on the internet, and there's no way for you to decipher how relevant or accurate the information is.
And whether it's even true or false.
Absolutely. So we take you from finance to romance, and we don't have too many stones we've left unturned as far as the experts that we've brought in for, if you want a better financial fingerprint, Jim Schubert is mastering your mortgage with us, but he's really looking at people's financial situation to help them set up for future success starting today. Everything we break down in baby steps. Probably one of our most prominent guests is co-host is Coach Devlin Steele, who's a Hollywood / New York relationship and life coach, who's got a lot of high-profile clients, and he's just got an amazing program called Tools to Life, and it's really about taking responsibility, and he's offering it free to our listeners right now if they sign up through the internet at 180 Radio. We have a local television personality, a couple of them actually, Terry Ouellette, who does a home improvement. We have chiropractic with Dr. G, to the extreme social scene. We feature amazing Arizonans, so we also look for people outside the show who are doing something really positive, whether it's affecting one person at a time or, you know, hundreds, potentially thousands. Then we also bring in some outside high-profile guests, but from a destination vacation segment, we're actually doing, Stuart, right now, we're trying to turn people's relationship life around. So maybe even some of your listeners would like to participate in our $25,000 Fall in Love Romance Package Makeover. We're sending two people to Fiji. Two lucky listeners are going to go for an all-expense round trip to Fiji, airfare, hotel, transportation, 7 days, if they share their worst dating or relationship nightmare on air, or they can email us.
Well, that's certainly getting their voice out there.
Yeah, we even give them a word of the week. We tell them what social events are going on. So mentally, physically, emotionally, we kind of look at it like, as Coach Steele says, you know, everybody's a car. We're all little vehicles. Doesn't matter if you have a Porsche or a Yugo, but you have to have four tires. And if each tire isn't operating with maximum potential, with all the air it needs, and it's the right tire for that car, you're really going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So mentally helping people improve mentally and emotionally, physically how they feel about themselves, their relationships, and spirituality is what we focus on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly not the expert, so that's why I've brought in the experts to help with that.
But you're the conduit, and to me that's just as important as the expert. It's, in other words, you're the one that identifies whose voices you want to help get out there, and people that have integrity and people that have some wisdom, and to me that's just as important, which means your voice, what you're here to say is people you can change, people you can grow, and I may not be the expert per se, but, you know, here's the smorgasbord for you.
Exactly. We're spoon-feeding them hot lunch, as we say it. You know, we've taken the best nutritional medicine, basically, from different experts and brought it right to you. We're certainly not a self-help program. If anything, we're help-self. Like, we've brought you the information. Now, whether you want to use it or not, it's up to you, but we certainly don't have anything here to sell. And many of our co-hosts offer those services for free, at least for an introductory, to find out, you know, someone's a little leery about chiropractic. Well, we'll send you there free for the first time. If you don't like it, fine, but keep an open mind.
Mm.
And many of, I guess the reason the entire show came about was that I did spend 2 years banging my head up against the wall, saying, what am I supposed to be doing? Because what I'm really passionate about isn't working, and that's creating things and connecting people. And I think that's probably one of my greatest gifts is networking, helping people find their voice, connecting people. And I never would have realized without doing a 180 myself, changing directions, that I could do that with such little effort on the air.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like I said, it's like you identified the fact that your strength is being that networker. And the truth is, everyone is a networker, and most people don't think they know anybody. And, you know, people have friends that come to them and say, I don't know which way to turn, I don't know what to do. And if anyone just gave it some thought, you know, 6 degrees of separation, right? It's like, everybody knows somebody that might be able to open the next door for somebody else, if not for themselves.
I actually only have about 3 degrees of separation, because I can't seem to go anywhere and not run into someone I know.
Yeah.
I always joke about that. In fact, Greg and I were teasing. I initially was just going to put a website up that said, what you need, I got it, because, you know, from concrete to counseling to, you know, the zufari that's going on, I pretty much have my hands in a little bit of everything. And I thought, let's put a website up with everybody I know, and if I can collect like 5% from everyone that's connected,
mm-hmm.
I actually shouldn't have to work.
Well, it's the voices. I mean, one of the things you turned me on to was Income Builders International, or IBI, and again, that's the same thing. It's an organization that, you know, there are people that come there frustrated because they have some great ideas and they don't know what to do or where to turn, and it's a program and a training that helps people know what they need to do, what the steps are, and actually get the kind of networking support that you need to get out there with your voice.
One of the greatest things they do, exactly what you said, Stuart, is the who do you know? You
mm-hmm.
know, and you have these little speed, well, they're not speed dating, but they're little speed sessions where,
right.
you know, you
snap
sit,
session.
The snap, there you go, and you sit down and within like 20 seconds, if not shorter, you say what you need,
mm-hmm.
and then you have little cards that you give out, and hey, if you don't know anybody right off the top of your head, think about it, and you know, then you might get a call months later.
Yep. And so you know, to me, IBI was a real gift also because of the people I met and the fact that there was a couple of projects that had been on the shelf for me for 20 years, and I just didn't know where to go, and I didn't have the confidence to take it to the next step. And it was in that energy of mutual support where everyone else was challenged in the same way, practically, with their own projects, that said, you know what, I can do this. And there are people teaching me what I need to know. And even if you don't get to an IBI, there are people out there that would be glad to teach you what you need to know. And we're going to talk about that right after this break when we come back with Michelle Kaur. This is Stuart Altshuler and Tell the Truth Faster. Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And tonight's show is titled Finding Your Own Voice, Knowing What You're Here to Say or Teach, and Finding Effective Ways of Doing It. My guest tonight is a media coach and talk show host herself, Michelle Kaur. During the break, Michelle, we were talking about, you know, two steps. Number one, something I alluded to earlier, which is, you know, what keeps people frozen and not willing to take risks and make changes in their lives so that they are getting out there with their voice. And like I said, to some people, the voice means getting their own radio talk show, and everybody thinks, I can never do that. Who am I to get a talk show? Well, basically, if you want to spend the money, you can. It's like self-publishing on a lot of stations. You know, you pay for the airtime, you get on, and if you listen to AM talk radio very often, you hear a lot of characters who you wonder how they ever got their own show. But part of it is, what blocks people from taking that action? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it always comes down to confidence and passion. I mean, how bad you want it. And to agree or disagree with what you just said, everything that we do in life has a price tag, whether it's an emotional price tag, a physical price tag. You know, if you want to look good, you got to put some sweat equity in at the gym. I don't look at people that invest in themselves as, vanity press in any means, because everybody who's in talk radio right now invested something. Mm-hmm. And I hear a lot of therapists that think they need their own show and they don't want to pay for it, but they don't realize that whether you like Dr. Laura or not, she paid her dues. She mm-hmm. went to broadcasting school. I'm still paying off Walter Cronkite. So, that's an investment in myself. You go to Harvard, you pay tuition. I wouldn't call that vanity.
Right.
Unless you want to work in the drenches of radio for $5 an hour, you have to pay your dues somewhere. But that, it all has to do with the confidence in themselves. Do you really have a message, and how passionate are you about getting it out?
And also, like I was saying earlier, there are sometimes the need to really identify the messages that go on in your head that keep you stuck, the negative thoughts, the programming, where they came from, how to get past them. In other words, how to change, the thought, I'm not good enough, to, of course I can do this. Of course, why not me? God has a plan for me like anyone else, and the words that come through me, are as powerful as them coming through anybody else.
Well, we spend a lot of time on my show talking about exactly that, Stuart, goal setting. And there's three reasons that people don't set goals. It's because, one, they don't know how important they are. Two, there's a huge fear of rejection. There's also a fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you just have to take that leap of faith and get out there.
Mm-hmm. And totally. I mean, I hate the phrase no pain, no gain, but to me it's more like, if you're not willing to take the risk, you're never going to get anything that you really dream about. And those dreams are really the cornerstone of the goals that you're looking to set.
Well, there's a local show here called Beth and Bill, which is one of the hottest morning shows here in the Valley. And when people ask me what I'm doing with my career, I would say, well, I'm going to end up somewhere between Beth and Bill and Oprah and Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at me like I'm crazy. And part of the goal setting is that sometimes your friends around you, often when you really start showing your light and being who you are and living your dream and expressing your passions, that makes people around you uncomfortable. But I'm fortunate. Somehow I seem to thrive on the people that don't believe in me. I'm like, it's going to make me work harder.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need a lot of outside support sometimes. But that can be a disadvantage as well.
Yeah, but it's also a rarity, I think, because so many people hold back because they're afraid of what other people are going to say, or how they're going to cut them down, or the fear that they won't be acknowledged for what they're doing, and that gets into the vanity stuff. So once you understand that there are mental blocks as well as emotional blocks, and maybe even challenges, I won't call them blocks, but maybe there are financial challenges, or maybe certain lifestyle changes need to be made in order to take the next step, you use the phrase passion into action. How do you go and identify that passion and take some action?
Well, I guess, again, it comes from within, because to me, like when I talk to people about doing their own show, the money is just a variable. If you want to do it, you'll make it happen. And those are the shows that I enjoy working on the most, because it seems like earlier we were talking about sometimes when you get something, you receive something too quickly, you don't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
The people that have to work harder to make their dreams happen hold their dreams higher and seem to respect them more. The people that can just, it's not a huge financial commitment, just write a check. I've had shows that were financially successful within the first, well, before they even hit the air. And then they were off the air because the host didn't think it was enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had people that wanted it so badly that they chased it. You know, I said, I'll help you. I'll match whatever energy you put in. Because I was guilty for a couple of years, and it drained me, sucked me dry. I was on E completely, where I held everyone else's dream higher than they did, let alone higher than my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw so much potential in people and what they wanted to do that I helped them, but they weren't helping themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's important, to find someone that, if you want it bad enough, I'll help you make it happen financially. But bottom line is, it comes for what your message is. You know, if you really want to help, if your initial intent is to help others or to really share a positive message with integrity, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
then I think whatever you need, whatever resources you need, that will come to you. I mean, I had a show that I talked to like 2 years ago, and they just came up with the funding they needed, but they wanted it. They
mm-hmm.
put it out there to the universe.
Well, I've been putting it out there for 2 years, so I'm still looking for my first sponsors. And my goal, ultimately, is national syndication, and to do the type of talk show where people are actually calling in with issues, with problems, and to do, like I like to call it, Fraser Crane, but with some sanity attached to it, without the arrogance. You know, the shows that I enjoy a lot are the ones when I get callers calling in, they say, I have this problem, you know, can I talk to you about it for a little bit, and we actually process on the air. That's where I feel I can do the most, and I really love those shows when I get those kind of callers calling in.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, that's part of the reason that I wanted to do my show, and some of the people on my show, I feel the lives they've touched and changed, like Mac Newton and Coach Steele, and I think, wow, if I could only even help one person do a 180, change something, make their life better, I will feel extremely lucky, because
mm-hmm.
that's really what I want to do.
I recently started working with a new client here in L.A. who is in his early 30s and a multi-millionaire already. I mean, this guy has, like, the golden touch, and just even in his 20s was already bringing in millions and millions of dollars, and even when he lost a lot of it, he was able to recreate it. And yet there's this part of him that is floundering. And it's just like part of what you were talking about, you know, the finances, it comes, but there's no sense of purpose in his life in terms of, and I said to him, well, if you have that gift, the question is the goal just to make the money, or is the money a means to an end to do something that really fulfills you, that you know is making a difference on this planet and in the lives of a lot of other people that maybe you don't even know? And it was like, he's been so stuck in his own struggle that light bulb had never gone off before.
Wow.
And it was a simple thing, a simple concept, and yet it was like one of the greatest gifts anybody had ever given him, according to him, was just, oh my God, yes, of course. You know, I can make, and I said to him, you can help set up trust funds for nonprofits that would keep money coming in without them having to worry about grants and annual fundraisers so much, because you have that gift. You could take a small pool of money and help each of those nonprofits grow it.
He could sponsor our radio show.
There you go. But, I mean, he's a client. I can't ask him to do that.
I'm just kidding. Well, he could sponsor mine. Is he single? We could send him on our tour of duty dating
nope.
back.
Newly married and deliriously happy with that. And again, like I said, so many good things are going on in his life, but there was that lack of fulfillment. And a lot of us think, I can only do that to help other people financially if I have that kind of money. But the truth is, there's so much people can do, from bake sales and car washes to networking to bring the groups of people together for a particular cause, or to start a new nonprofit, or to do something that helps their community in whatever way, like my concept of the Society of Earth Angels, getting kids to be more empowered to be of service in their own community. You know, it's like pulling the group together that all have a similar vision or like the vision that they're hearing.
Now, that was something you had in your mind for
15 years.
That through going to IBI, you actually manifested, you materialized it made it happen.
It's certainly on the road now where it had just been gnawing at me for 15 years. You know, the legal stuff's being done, the incorporation, the nonprofit, and I have people who are already rather excited about it, and the concept of a Saturday morning cartoon to kind of educate kids who, you know, to the concept of volunteerism and service work.
So you're giving an example right now of all these people that have come together to help you, but what I found is that people are always willing to help you when you help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So although you've found this fabulous group of resources at IBI, you believed in yourself enough to go.
Mm-hmm.
You started the process, so it always has to start with the individual.
Right, and whether it's an okay, we have to take a break here, but we're going to hold that thought and talk about where we find those networks and how we take those steps when we come back. So stay tuned to Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back. Our final segment tonight. We've been talking with Michelle Kaur about finding your voice, knowing what you're here to say or teach, and finding effective ways of doing it. And we talked about how to get in touch with what it is you're here to do or say or teach that's bigger than what you're doing now. And the other thing is finding the effective ways of doing it. And Michelle, you were talking about IBI before the break, and you know, there are other things other than, you know, major workshops like that. There are adult ed classes. There are maybe a support group that you could start or go to where people of like mind are there to support you in, you know, entrepreneurial or just social consciousness types of things. And you're in Phoenix, so what suggestions might you have for the local listeners there in terms of next steps for something like that locally?
Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but they should probably listen to my show, really, because
don't hate
we
to
have
say that.
Well, I know I'm not the one and all solution, but there's so much information that goes out, and there's so many ways to get involved. For instance, tomorrow night I'm playing football. I know football. Flag football in Fountain Hills for a food drive. And often I think sometimes taking ourselves out of our own problems and situations to give back, even though we might not feel like we're quite filled yet, to give back. It's a great networking opportunity, and it, you know, it's a wonderful way to meet different people professionally. You might make new friends, might make new business contacts, new love interest. You never know. We have couple different segments, the extreme social scene being one of them, that mainly focuses on really positive events, stories. I know Umbaccio on Wednesday nights has more of a business networking meeting. We're going to start having some of our own you know, meetings where you can meet us at different places on different nights and just create a real open-minded atmosphere where nobody's there with any kind of agenda, just to get together with a few other really healthy people. And I know there's the socialeventscalendar.com will also tell you any events going on, fundraisers, ways to get involved. Even Terry Ouellette, her website has different activities for families, kids, parents. It's very family oriented, and that's On the Go with Terry O, and that's TERRI Radio. But actually, everyone's listed on our site. But there are certainly ways to get involved. Even just calling the chamber, the Copper Center Square downtown. You can get their free newsletter, and from music to happy hours, actually another great even an activities group. It's called Adventures 2000. They happen to be one of our sponsors, and they do all kinds of social activities or even some book clubs around. So I guess just really listening to that inner voice. What do you love doing? Treat yourself. Be good to yourself.
Exactly. What is it you love doing? And know that it is impossible that you're the only one in town that loves doing the same thing. Somewhere out there is a group of people, or maybe at least one or two other people that can help you form a group to kind of support one another in the pleasure of an activity or the promotion and the development of an idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of tired of excuses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like working with people that are positive, that have a good message, that really want to get out there. And so we look at it like we're bringing you all this information. Now, if someone has a request for information we're not providing, hey, we'll do our best to find if there's clubs or associations or networking groups that you want to be into. Write us, email us. We'll figure it out for you. But there's plenty of ways to get involved. If you're willing to. If you make the decision, you're ready to get involved.
You mentioned the website and other things. How can people reach you if they want to reach you locally?
They can go to 180radio.com, and that's 180radio.com. They can email me or any of the co-hosts directly from the contact page. Any of your listeners are single. They really might want to consider joining our Fall in Love Romance Package Makeover for that trip for two to Fiji. They can either call into the show on Mondays and Thursdays and tell us their story, or they can email us. And then right after this, we don't want anybody to be discouraged. If you're already in a relationship, have a significant other, married, or having any trouble, we're going to send out couples right after. So there's absolutely no excuse.
Gay, lesbian, as well as heterosexual?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
For everyone.
All right. I just want to make sure it's inclusive here.
Absolutely.
Good to you. I acknowledge you for that.
In fact, I should probably call Echo and let them know about it. Maybe they'll run a little plug for
it. Exactly, yes.
You know, again, I mean, although our real goal for 180 is right now is to focus on relationships, because I think when you have that in your life, some of the other things start to fall into place as well. I'm noticing that myself. And we just want people to go with an open mind. We're not going to try and connect anybody that isn't really positive, isn't fun. So we don't know if anyone's actually going to connect or hook up. There's going to be all kinds of people, sizes, shapes, ages, from 25 to 70. You're going out with us.
Even if your fantasy doesn't come true from going, it gets you out from in front of the TV. It gets you to meet some new people. You never know who it is you're going to meet and what it is they're going to say to you that may turn on the light for you.
Exactly.
And you may never see them again, but it may be meeting that one person, and in that conversation they give you an insight or they say something that just does it for you.
I couldn't agree with you more, and that's why we keep saying please just go and have an open mind. You don't have to connect with someone. Just go and be open. It's one night. Enjoy the company. I think everyone you meet touches your life for a reason, whether it's for 5 seconds or 50 years or 500, whatever. There's a reason we meet and connect, and it might be, you know, the magic to spark your own dreams and goals.
Mm-hmm. I want to challenge the listeners to do something before we close here tonight, and I want everyone that's listening, and if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but if you're not driving, close your eyes, and get in touch with that swirling list of ideas and thoughts that you've had over the course of your lifetime. Things, gee, wouldn't that be a great idea? Gee, wouldn't that be an interesting product? Gee, I could probably make some money doing that. Gee, that would be fun to do. But you always kept saying, oh, I could never do that. I wouldn't even know where to start, type of thing. Or people will think I'm crazy if I suggest that. But inside you know it's a good idea. Particularly, I know with my ADD, I've had stuff like that swirling for years, and once I got diagnosed and treated, all of a sudden, I was able to start focusing on it. But even without ADD, everybody has something that comes to them at one time or another, or a dream that they wish that they could just tell someone and maybe get some support in doing. Make the list. Put it on paper. Stop keeping it a secret. Tell the truth faster about what these thoughts and dreams and ideas are. In the last couple of months, I have on paper 4 TV pilot treatment ideas that have been swirling in my head for years, some of them. and they're now finally on paper and registered with the Writers Guild so I can start shopping them around. I have another friend who's helped me with a product idea that is so simple and so easy that it's just been frustrating that I didn't have the design skills to do certain parts of it and stuff, and now I'm giving somebody a percentage of the whole product to take it to the next level with me.
That's great.
You know, and it's the same thing. You have thoughts and ideas. Put them on paper. That's the first step. Stop living with that swirling energy inside or that achiness and beating yourself up because you're not following through on stuff that you really think would be a great idea. And then find the people that are not going to talk you down with them.
That's
what I'm suggesting. Start with the list. Lists are always a good place to start. Believe in yourself. Believe that that list can lead to the next step for you. And that's the most important thing. Michelle, I really want to thank you for being on the show. I know it was a last-minute thing. I think it was yesterday we talked about it. And I want to thank you for doing this and taking your time and wish you all the best luck and continuation with your dreams on your show. And thank you for joining us tonight on Tell the Truth Faster.
Well, thank you, sir. It's an honor to be here on this side of the mic.
Great. So this is Stuart Altshuler thanking all of you for listening tonight. This is Tell the Truth Faster. Tune in again next week when I have a colleague of mine who's a therapist named Rick Hyman who's going to let you hear his voice because he certainly found it, and he's a great guy. So tune in next week with us. Thanks for listening. Good night. This is Stuart Altshuler and Tell the Truth Faster.